Have you ever found yourself panicking, your heart just thumping like it's gonna drop while you're trying to figure out how to cover these extra expenses that rose up this month? And then on top of that, your carefully crafted budget, you're seeing it crumble and you're finding yourself saying, ya no puedo más. I can't do this anymore. Even after you work so hard to really be mindful in your spending and minimizing those choices of eating out, you're still finding yourself reaching towards taking money from your emergency savings to cover these expenses or even putting it in the credit card. So what went wrong? What can we do to prevent this in the future? You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. Today, I'm going to show you the number one and hidden financial mistake that I see. And knowing this, you're going to be able to really plan your money in a more simpler way and avoid getting into credit card debt and reaching for that emergency money that you saved up for non-emergencies. Before I share with you what this number one financial mistake is, let me tell you a story. So early on in our marriage, we weren't perfect with money, but we were definitely proactive with saving, making sure we didn't get into extra debt. We were doing all those things that you're supposed to do. But there would come a time, there were some months where all of a sudden we have some extra expenses or we decided to purchase a piece of furniture or maybe we needed the dryer because for a while we only had a washer. Good times early in the marriage. But what would happen was we would find ourselves scrambling because we didn't know how to pay it. So even though we were putting money away from our emergency savings, and even though we didn't get into credit card debt, we were depleting our emergency savings time and time again. So it got frustrating. And I saw this with my clients as well. When I became a financial counselor, I started seeing this pattern with my clients as well. It's not that they were doing these bad things with money, that they were just these lavish spenders. It wasn't that, but it was frustrating and painful for them because at times there were certain months that all of a sudden their expenses were more and they weren't prepared for that. So what would happen? If they had an emergency savings, they would reach for that. But if not, or if that emergency savings was completely depleted, they would pull out the credit card because there was no other way. So how do you fix this? Because when I figured what was happening, two things happened. These two things that happened was one, that budget seemed to work more simply. It actually worked. There was no failing in the budget. It just seemed to just work more with ease. And then the second thing was happened once this fix, is really an easy fix. It takes a little bit of time, but it's an easy fix. Once we implemented it and once my clients implemented it, besides the budget actually really working, the second thing was that the chances of getting into debt were less, because there was some planning involved and some action involved. You're probably saying, okay, Jen, get to it. So what financial mistake am I talking about? That financial mistake is not planning for your occasional expenses. Before we get into occasional expenses, let's get in, just do a quick overview of the three type of expenses. If you didn't know, you have three type of expenses. You've got your fixed, you got your variable, and you got your occasional. So your fixed expenses are your mortgage, if you have a car note, your Netflix expense or any streaming or cable, your internet. It could be your cell phone bill. Maybe that varies depending on how your bill is. So those are fixed expenses. The dollar amount month to month don't vary. And that's easy to plan, right? That's easy to manage because you know what is coming. The second type of expense are variable expenses, like the grocery, putting gas in the car, those type of things come frequently, but the amount, the dollar amount, varies month after month. But you know it's coming. So they're relatively easy to manage. Then the third type of expense is your occasional expense. And this is where where this financial mistake ties in. And occasional expenses are those that come occasionally. So they could be gifts. They could be the trips to the salon. They could be a property tax bill if you pay annually. Could be insurance if you have a plan that's like semi-annual or however that might be. It can be any of those things. It could be clothing. It could be, I don't know if I mentioned, a salon trip or whatever. But it's also important to note that some of these occasional expenses, depending on your household, may be variable. Maybe I say, for me, a salon trip to do my hair, it's an occasional expense for me. But for you, maybe it's a monthly expense. It may just vary, or maybe a fixed expense, depending. So just know that these type of expenses, depending on the household, they may vary on what type of expense they are. And that's completely okay. You just have to know what that is for you. So when it comes to planning, it's easy, as I mentioned earlier, it's easy to plan the fixed and the variable expenses because you know what's coming. You know what you're going to be dealing with. But what happens with an occasional expense? Let's say you have the same income month after month, and you are used to paying your fixed and your variable expenses, and your income covers that. Maybe it's, you have a little extra wiggle room after that. But then a month comes where you have your fixed, your variable expenses, and then some added, a good number of added occasional expenses that goes over the money that's coming in. That's where the problem lies, because you're able to pay your fixed expenses, you're able to pay your variable expenses, but then you had a bunch of occasional expenses. Maybe those months, there's birthday parties, I remember those days, and it just goes over what you have in terms of income. So how do you fix this? How do you better plan so when those occasional expenses come, you're not reaching into your emergency fund or having to take out that credit card to pay for it? Well, I have a four-step calendar approach, and it's simple. What you do is you take a notebook and just write all the months of the year on that notebook, or you can print out one of those calendars where on one or two pages, you have all the months of the year. Just make sure it has enough room for you to write on. Once you do that month after month, and in January, you start in January and you think about, okay, what other expenses besides your fixed and variable comes up in January? Maybe you have six birthdays for family members that you always buy gifts for. Or maybe that's the month that you're going to go travel, or whatever that may be. So month after month, go through each month and see what are some of the occasional expenses that may arise or you're used to having to pay. All right. Once you do that, you add up all the expenses. So step number one, print out the calendar and start putting your occasional expenses on that calendar. Step number two, figure that total amount and divide by 12. Step number three is put that monthly number into your budget and see how it fits. And what do I mean by how it fits? Essentially, you want to see, because you're adding another quote unquote bill or another area into your budget. So you want to see after, when you have your income and you subtract your fixed expenses, you subtract your variable expenses, and you subtract this monthly number, do you have enough for that, do you have enough for that month? Are you going over? If you have enough, you're golden. If you're going over, you want to tweak that number and tweak what you're spending on those occasional expenses. Or maybe you have to tweak what you're spending on those variable expenses. Or maybe you just earn more money. There's different possibilities of how to do that. So once you do that, then and you figure out how it fits within your budget and make sure that it's doable for you. Then you set up an automated transfer to a separate account. And that savings, what you're essentially doing is that you're saving for those occasional expenses. So therefore, you know that come 6 months, when maybe you're going to do a trip, you have been saving for that trip. Or in a few months, when you have certain things that you know you're going to be paying for or going to go out buy clothing, whatever that may be, you have been saving month after month for that. Is it perfect? No. Sometimes it does, especially if you're just starting out, you may not have all the money that you need, but something is better than nothing. So definitely do that. And that's going to make your life so much easier. Some people call this sinking funds, right? There's other names I can't think of at the top of my head, but there's different titles for these things. I just call, a reserve fund. There's different things. The thing here is that you're planning for those occasional expenses. And when you plan for those occasional expenses, your life is going to be so much easier and you're not going to be reaching for your emergency savings and depleting those emergency savings like I did. And you're not going to be getting into extra credit card debt. So there you have it. I've shared with you the number one hidden financial mistake that can wreak havoc on your finances, where you can find yourself depleting your emergency funds, or where you can find yourself reaching for your credit card when you didn't want to, but you have no other choice. And that is your occasional expenses. But the good news is that when you plan for those occasional expenses and you treat that like a bill on a monthly basis, where you're putting money aside for it, that is going to make your life easier. So I hope, if you don't already have a plan for those occasional expenses, I hope you take the time to do so. It's not an overnight fix, because you're starting, especially if you're just starting out, you're just going to start putting money little by little, but it's going to help you so much and make your life easier. Next week on the podcast, we're going to be talking to Whitney Hansen. She is a returning guest and she's going to talk to us about Airbnbs. If you've been eyeing Airbnbs as a side hustle or another way to make money, she is a real deal when it comes to just relaying this information on what she's been learning with her two Airbnbs. She's phenomenal. You're going to love her. So just make sure you come back for that episode. Bueno, pues that is everything. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/372. That is jenhemphill.com/372. Remember that being the reina of your money starts now, simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.